Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Chicago, bring this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get a chance, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, too, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And we got a lot of videos up there and more to come, so check all that out. And when you get to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take the poll question right there on the homepage and type in Jim Cantarucci's name into my search engine there. And you can find the work that he's deposited with us, the wisdom he's given us over the years, now coming up on 7 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Jim Cantarucci is the author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. He's helping us understand how to have better engagement-type conversations, career goals, conversations, act like you care about your employees kind of conversations with your folks, and how this is different in a small business compared to a big business. Jim, go ahead.
Well, I think when we're talking to a team member about their future, we ask them what they want to do. That's certainly part of it. But what this really is, this discussion, is a coaching task. We're drawing out a cogent plan, and that's something that a lot of people just aren't able to do on their own. They're too busy with their job of the moment. So you're helping them with that. Whether they think they need it or not, you both need it. And this real discussion about their career, just it does so much for us. You mentioned showing you care, because I hope you do. That's an important part of it. None of this works if you don't. It gives
you can't fake this. They're too smart.
Exactly. But the other couple other things this does is it gives you context for some transactional behavior. Somebody's acting a little weird. You have more of a context to understand what they're doing and where they're coming from. And it really gives you as a leader some great information for your planning, so you know what's coming and what's happening. So there's a selfish reason to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
That targeted development plan really helps create the vision, and everybody sees where they fit within that vision, and that's important to you. And it helps you both understand each other, without a doubt.
So you ask them what they want to do. You ask them what their goals are. How do they see themselves? Where do they see themselves fitting in here? And then you help them establish that build that plan?
Exactly. So we're talking about one meeting. We're talking about that being the start of it. And then you're setting up a series for a long period of time that really never ends, where you're coaching along that. How are we doing according to the plan? What can I do to assist you? Is there some support I could provide?
What do you do when they come back to you with a goal that is really beyond, that doesn't match up with your corporate goals? In other words, they want to do some things. They think you should be taking the company in a direction or at a pace that you are not comfortable with. What do you do about that?
Well, learn from that. Is there some input? Remember, they're on the front lines, maybe more than you are,
right,
as a leader. So learn from that. But also, it's an opportunity to teach at that moment. So if there's a good reason why your strategy doesn't include what they're suggesting, mm-hmm. explain that. It helps you to articulate your mission and your vision.
Right.
Now, if they can't agree, then you're learning now rather than later that it's not a good fit.
They're going to become more disengaged.
Yes, exactly. And knowing that early is key.
So the bottom line, Jim, is what I hear what you're saying is, we need to have some things revealed to you as the manager, as the owner, as the leader of these teams. You need to have things revealed to you. You need to have revealed what are the people feeling, what are their engagement levels, what are their goals, what are their motivations, what are their expectations, and whatever it is, good or bad, or you can fix it or you can't, you need to have that revealed to you, don't you?
Jim, I'll grant you that with a customer, we have the cash register between us, so we're sometimes guessing what they're feeling.
Yep.
Why on earth do we have to do that with the people that work with us?
Right, right.
Let's find out. Let's get it out in the open. Let's talk about it. We have the capability to do that. It may be a little scary, but jump in, because that's what leadership is.
I'm going to propose that you will be shocked at how much engagement will improve just because you sat down and act like you gave a care.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Even if nothing gets resolved, just the fact that you had the conversation with them, I think engagement will go up. What do you think?
It's just a better place. You now begin to start thinking about their growth plan in your decisions. So when you assign a task or you do a task on your own, rather you might say, hey, Joe would benefit from doing this task instead of me.
Mm-hmm.
And now what you're doing is you're fueling the growth plan and the growth pattern, and that's now a great place to work for that staff member. Joe's going to see that commitment. That's
right.
What's important.
But you've got to listen, as you said. You've got to listen. You've got to be sincere. And you have to take their – and you said it earlier, and I want to repeat it. You have to take their comments seriously for not only for their own feeling standpoint, but from the standpoint that they might be right. You might be wrong.
Yes, yes.
I know
that's all knowing.
Hey, Jim, I know that's blasphemy, but it might be true.
We're not all knowing. It's great to have our ego. That's what got us here. But the more you know, the better off you are, and the perspectives that you get from these conversations, because some little side comments will come up that just might indicate that you've got a customer problem or a process problem or a service problem. And that's the way to find this stuff out.
I'll tell you something else you'll discover. You'll discover that your employees know more about your business than you thought they did, and that they're probably a little smarter than you thought they were.
There's no question about that.
Hold on to that thought. Jim, give us your website, please.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and EL Circle, like Emerging Leadership Circle, ELCircle.com.
Check it out, folks. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Stay with us.
That's right.
Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.